Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
The Bert Show.
So Katie and I don't see eye to eye on some. Well, there's a lot of things Katie and I don't see eye to eye on because we're very different people. But I do think that's why our relationship works. But this in particular just kind of is a little friction this Christmas based on something from last Christmas. So, and I think it has everything to do with the fact that we're not married. And what disturbs me is the fact that, you know, in Georgia, we can never get married. So I don't know if this will ever change. So it's kind of something I want to ask or present to people who are in a relationship who aren't married
and don't
over
say
the holidays.
Never, Melissa. I mean,
if DC approves it, this may cause us to move to DC to get married for this. Because I feel like over the holidays, people have a disrespect for couples who are not married. And it's not just outside. I think it's the couples themselves on them being their priority for Christmas, to where families pull them in so many different directions. Mm-hmm. And if you're not married, you feel obligated to do whatever the family tells you to do. And what I'm talking about is last year, Christmas Eve was spent with Katie's family, I believe. I'm trying to think. I think it was Christmas Eve we spent with Katie's family, which was great. I mean, I enjoy her family. I love her family. And then Christmas morning, I think it was the night before on Christmas Eve that Katie said, oh, by the way, I'm going to be going to have breakfast with my grandparents today or tomorrow morning.
And that was the first, or we?
I. And and she was going to go with, you know, just tradition her and, you know, some of her family to go have breakfast with the grandparents early. And I think it was the case that she didn't want me to have to get up early. And then I was having to get prepared for us to go to Nashville and stuff. So it was more of a scheduling thing. But it was just the announcement the night before that I'm going to breakfast. So we had Christmas Eve with her family dinner. And she comes from a divorced family. So it's one side for Christmas Eve is the other side for Christmas morning. And I felt like, well, where do we fit in to this? You know, where
right,
is
you just
our
got
Christmas?
Skipped over.
So I thought about this the other day and haven't brought it up to her because Christmas is still a week away. But because we're trying to do logistic things, because my family's obviously not here. They're in Nashville. So we're trying to coordinate with them when we're going to get together. But my planning is always, you know, what Katie and I are going to do first. And then, you know, I tell my family. My family's, you know, a little more used to me letting them know that they're second when it comes to Christmas. But I don't think Katie has that in her head, and I don't think her family has that in her head because we're just dating. So, and I made this comment to a friend who said, oh, well, that happened when we were, you know, dating, but once we got married, everything changed. And I thought, but we can't get married. So I just feel like, you know, just because you're not married, why is it that a couple cannot dictate to people, look, we have our own Christmas celebration and then the family comes second?
I think there are two different debates here. There's the one that you guys can't get married, which really changes everything. But I think that if you're the family and you're watching your daughter or you're watching your sister, what have you, they've probably seen so many women and so many guys come and go over the years that even though they're in a very serious relationship now, since it's not in officially committed status, it's still not taken as seriously.
But we've been together for 4 years.
So
I mean, I just think
saying,
I think we have earned our time.
If you're wearing a slot, then then it would be so much easier.
I see what he's saying is like, but you know, but with us and with gay couples and with couples who don't, I mean, it's not just a gay thing. There's plenty of straight couples who don't want to get married. And so I just think that just, you know, what is the border in which where the family automatically knows, okay, I don't know what y'all are doing or when y'all are doing your Christmas, but when are we going to get together? I'm last.
I would even say that it's not necessarily married couples. It's once you have kids. Because I have friends that are married without children that are still expected to do the rounds and, you know, run all over the place and make it about the families and everything else. But then once the couple has kids, it seems then they can start their own traditions. Then the family, then like the tides change and the family has to come to them because they plan their traditions around the kids.
It's not me wanting to be with the family. It's me wanting to be with Katie. It's me and Katie by ourselves.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And being at home and not have to be on anybody else's schedules and that kind of thing. But I feel like that doesn't even turn until you have children. Because I've watched it with my friends who have kids now, and they were running around ragged. It wasn't, Christmas morning wasn't for the two of them. Mm-hmm. It was for, you know, going to this house or going to that house or whatever else. And then once they had children, it's like now they get to dictate where Christmas morning is going to be and, you know, how they're going to do the gifting and how they're going to do their own traditions and where they're going to have breakfast and dinner and when they're going to go to church and all that kind of stuff. It's like all of a sudden they're in charge. Because they have kids now. And then the grandparents and everything else like starts to default to their own tradition. So maybe you guys just need to have a baby. And that'll change everything.
That's the one reason to have the baby.
That'll change everything.
Yes.
Christmas.
Hey, Shelly, welcome to the Bird Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to comment on that. You know, Melissa, I really don't know that it has anything to do with being married per se. Okay. I've been married for 3 years.
Okay.
My family still expects that I'm supposed to put my spouse's family last, and they come first.
I am a traditionalist. I love family. I mean, I love my family. I love Katie's family. So it has nothing to do with not wanting to be around them. I just find that. And I put a lot of responsibility on Katie that, and last year that's where we had a conversation about it last year. I felt like that, you know, there needs to be time for us because I don't want to, with my 4-year girlfriend, I don't want to have Christmas on the 26th or the 23rd or, you know, whenever so that we can accommodate the other people in our lives. It's like, well, if we're going to start our own traditions and start our own, you know, our own life, I feel like we're, you know, now, again, after 4 years, I feel like we have earned it.
The worst case I've ever seen is Tracy and Scott, and we talk about this every year. I think they travel like 1 year. I think they told us like 200 miles, but not like to a destination or like 100 miles somewhere and back. Like,
oh, it's here, and it's just around town.
They go
right.
If she's here already, she'll come down and explain it or whatever. But like, they go to Athens and back on Christmas Eve, then like to Woodstock, then to Athens, then back to Woodstock, then to somewhere else because they just have grandparents and divorced families and this and that, and they do the same thing. And I remember when they got married, Tracy thinking it was going to stop, and it didn't.
But I want to ask Tracy, when did Scott and Tracy have their personal time? Did they wait?
I bet it's this year because they have a baby.
They're doing it again. I think they did it on Thanksgiving. And again, everybody wants to see the baby.
Well, the thing is, I don't want to confuse things. Even if it's Christmas Day and we travel around, I'm fine with that. It's just, do couples have the personal time in which they say Christmas Eve is ours, Christmas morning is ours, and then we travel around? Mm-hmm. The thing is, Katie and I don't have the personal time. We don't have that, you know?
Hey, Andrea?
Yes.
How are you? Welcome to the show.
Good. How are y'all?
Good.
Yeah, I'm going through the same thing right now. I've been with my boyfriend for 3 years, and we live together, so it's not like we're just doing the whole dating thing. Mm-hmm. And my mom is still very much, are you coming to have Christmas Eve by yourself, or are you bringing that boy? And I'm like, Mom, he's not that boy anymore.
And if you were married,
Good luck with that. If you have any advice, let me know how that goes. I need it.
Do you think if you were married, your mother would say something different?
Honestly, I do, just because, I don't know, she's ready for me to get married, ready for me to have kids, and I think, I'm like, Mom, one step at a time.
Right. So. Thank you.
Thank you. Y'all have a good
luck.
Yeah, that's going
to
be...
I mean, it's up to us to set the boundaries. The thing is, I think I've realized that Katie and I are not on the same page about those boundaries, you know?
I remember when Jessica and I were living it, I think part of it, too, is... proximity of family because your family's farther away.
Yeah.
Like, I remember that too when I was living in Arizona with Jessica. She was like, okay. And then we woke up Christmas morning and I thought we were going to hang out and I was going to make breakfast and it was going to be like, okay, well, let's go over to my parents' house first, then we'll come back and do our presents. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Huh?
Same thing. It's like, why am I last?
The Burt Show. Moto Casino. America's social casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus. Moto Casino. America's social casino. Download the Moto Casino app today.